Riyad Mansour, the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, is going to be speaking.
With us, and also the Arab representative in the Security Council, ambassador from United Arab Emirates, is with us, along with the representatives from Egypt, Jordan, and Algeria. We have finished, as the delegation of the State of Palestine, a meeting with the President of the Security Council, the Ambassador of Switzerland, and her team, in which we have briefed her about the latest developments about the criminal aggression against our people in the Gaza Strip in the early hours of yesterday, in which, in a cowardly fashion, 13 Palestinians in the span of 20 seconds were assassinated, among them 10 children and women sleeping in their apartments in the Gaza Strip. And of course, the ensuing events as we are observing until this moment. Of course, we condemn this crime. We condemn those who committed these crimes, particularly killing large number of children and women. And we believe that it is the duty of the Security Council to condemn these crimes and to pronounce that those from the Israeli side who planned these crimes, who have committed these crimes, should face accountability and should pay for their crimes. We are grateful that our brothers from United Arab Emirates, we asked them yesterday that the Security Council should shoulder its responsibility and should meet in a closed session to discuss the situation and should react and condemn this crime. We are grateful that they acted swiftly with the President of the Security Council and agreed to have a meeting in a closed session this afternoon at 3 p.m., endorsed along with the United Arab Emirates, China, and France, and we are grateful to that. It happened that there was a scheduled meeting before the aggression, in which the Bureau of the Palestine Committee met with the E10 yesterday on a lunch, business lunch. And in that meeting, we had a very constructive discussion about the role of the Security Council and the role of the E10, whether in relation to condemning this aggression and to see the Security Council shouldering its responsibility, or with regard to many other issues stemming from providing protection to our people, to seeing that the Security Council to pay an official visit to the occupied Palestinian territory to see with their own eyes the reality of our people and the violations and breaches of international law by the occupying authority, Israel, and the criminality of the settlers. All these issues were raised, you know, with the President of the Security Council. And we know that many states, including many members in the Security Council, issued national statements in which they expressed their condemnation or outrage because of the large number of killing of children and women. And we appreciate these statements, along with the statement of the League of Arab States, the Council of the League, and also the statement by the OIC and many countries. We know for a fact that there is no country that respects the law that do not condemn in the strongest possible term the assassination and the killing of innocent children while they are sleeping in the laps of their moms and dads in the middle of the night, as was the case yesterday morning in the Gaza Strip. And in this connection also, I want to express our appreciation for a number of countries and the UN, but especially Egypt, which was always instrumental in brokering, stopping the onslaught and the aggression, the aggression against our people, and they played an instrumental role in brokering the ceasefire that was put in place, the last one, almost a week ago, and the Israeli government and their army and their, intelligence connived in the middle of the night during the last few days and broke the ceasefire and organized this aggression in violation to what they promised, others including Egypt, of honoring and respecting the ceasefire. We sincerely hope that this aggression to stop against our people immediately, and we sincerely hope that the Security Council and the international community can condemn in clear terms the killing of children and women and to go after those who have organized this massacre against them and to make them face justice and pay the price that they deserve. We will see what the Security Council will do after 3 o'clock, but we will continue to keep knocking on the door for the Security Council to shoulder its responsibilities. They have many resolutions, including Resolution 94, that calls for providing protection for the civilian population until the end of the occupation. That resolution contains significant provisions in it. One, it calls for disarming the settlers. That was adopted almost 29 years ago. Not building a new army of 25,000 militia of settlers and to give them more weapons. What is needed is to take the weapons from the hand of the settlers who are killing our people and threatening their lives. The second element in that resolution is calling for temporary international presence in the occupied Palestinian territory. We need protection from this savage attacks by the Israeli army and the settlers, whether in Nablus, in Jenin, in Jericho, in Jerusalem, in Ramallah, in Bethlehem, in Al-Khalil, and in every part of the occupied Palestinian territory. And definitely, we need them to stop their aggressions and attacks against our people in the besieged Gaza Strip, as we have seen since, the early hours of yesterday. This is what I wanted to share with you. I'm sure that some of you want me to say something in Arabic. We will, but I want to give the opportunity to anyone from my colleagues, if they wish to say something, to do so.
Thank you. I think Ambassador Riyad Mansour said it all. The Security Council has a responsibility for the maintenance of peace and security around the world, and this is a clear case that the Security Council must shoulder that responsibility. The State of Kuwait has condemned in the strongest of terms this aggression and the continued aggression against the Palestinian people, calling on the full implementation of Security Council resolutions in this regard and the need to safeguard the rights and the protections afforded to the Palestinian people as it is afforded to everyone else according to the Charter of the United Nations and international law. The responsibilities are clear. The condemnation must be absolute and by all, and the protection of civilians, both in the physical sense and in the legal sense, must be something that the Security Council takes up. And we stand in full solidarity with our Palestinian brethren and will continue to support their just cause.
Just to confirm that the UAE did, in fact, along with France and China, call for a meeting of the Security Council, which will take place at 3 p.m. today. The call was supported by the Russian Federation. We're back yet again calling for a meeting due to the very concerning developments in the occupied Palestinian territory. The UAE condemns strongly the airstrikes that have caused the deaths of civilians, which include women and children. These are unacceptable. The Security Council does have a responsibility to call for intensified dialogue, to call for de-escalation, to do whatever it can to prevent further violence. I think we're already seeing the situation spin into a circle of violence, and we would very much encourage all the parties to de-escalate. We commend the efforts of the of Egypt in calling for calm and in mediating among the parties, and we very much hope that we will be able to avoid the circle of violence that it looks like we're heading into.
You spoke for all of us, Ambassador.
Okay. تفضل.
في رئاسة مجلس الأمن ما هي فرص أن يقوم مجلس الأمن هذه المرة بإدانة الهجمات الإسرائيلية والمطالبة بوقفها؟ وهل هناك بالفعل تحرك من هذا القبيل في هذا الاتجاه؟ هل هناك صيغة بيان؟
You're watching Al Jazeera. We've been bringing you a press conference that's been hosted by the Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour, who has been talking about the meeting that has been held at the UN with involving the Security Council to try to discuss the situation between Israel and Gaza that has been going on. He described what he said was the criminal aggression against people in the Gaza Strip. He also said, we are going to keep knocking on the door of the Security Council to shoulder its responsibilities. And he said also that the meeting had been pulled together by the United Arab Emirates, who had acted with China and France and had discussed the matter with the president of the Security Council. This is ahead of a UN Security Council meeting, which is going to be happening, I believe, at 3 p.m. local time in New York at the UN headquarters of the Security Council, which was pre-planned anyway to discuss this situation. I can bring in Kristen Salumi, who is live at the UN headquarters for us. Quite clearly, Riyad Mansour, they are setting out what he regards as the important agenda that the Security Council should be discussing when it meets.
That's absolutely right. And he met first with the president of the Security Council, the ambassador from Switzerland, Pascal Bereswell, to convey his concerns and his feelings, along with other members of the United Nations, the other Arab representatives, ambassadors that are surrounding him at this press conference, to express their concern. He wants the Security Council to come out and condemn what happened as well. This will, however, be a closed-door meeting. The council will receive a briefing on the situation from Tor Venislan, the special coordinator for the Middle East. He's already condemned the deaths of civilians from the Israeli airstrikes in a statement that he described them as unacceptable. He called on all of the parties to issue restraint. The Secretary General's spokesperson has also condemned the deaths of civilians and also condemned targeting of civilian infrastructure. Now, Israel, ahead of this meeting, submitted a letter to the Security Council. It said it was targeting members of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, in that it had succeeded in killing three of them. No mention in the Israeli letter of the women and children who were killed in those strikes. It did, however, accuse the militants of using civilians as human shields. But we heard from Mansour about children who had died while sleeping in their mother's laps, and that is what he wanted to bring home to the council here. We don't expect any outcome from this meeting, but we may hear more comments from other countries after it has taken place.
Kristen, thank you very much indeed. That's Kristen Salumi bringing us up to date from UN headquarters.